Anthony, have you met Keith? Commander Keith?
I think once before.
I think so. I think one time. How are you?
Good. You?
I'm delightful.
Fantastic.
Everything's great.
You see the quotes around delightful?
Yeah, but I could tell from his voice and his energy, you wake up at like 4 a.m.
I woke up today at 5 because I'm trying not to be this big fat walrus, and I'm doing like a walking pad at 5 in the morning.
Yeah, you have breakfast. Way too much. Yeah. If you talk to, I sound like you at noon.
But the good news is I'm also like this at night, so it's not great to be around.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR.
Chaz and AJ, Trentolo and Trentolo. Commander Keith, top 5.
Okay, spring has finally sprung. The hell winter is over, and we're on to the best season of the year. And here are the top 5 things I want you to get excited for.
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
Right, yeah.
Number 5, baseball. Now, baseball I don't care about. It's long. It's boring. It started yesterday. But the things associated with baseball.
Started Wednesday.
Well, whatever. The real game started yesterday. Oh, the Yankees played Wednesday, bro.
And won.
Ugh.
And won. It matters. Go ahead.
So here are the things about baseball that I'm into.
I do remember meeting Keith. I don't
know. Some things remember. Yeah.
It all comes back to me now.
Oh, it's you.
So hot dogs, obviously number one. Peanuts in the shells. As you may remember, I eat the full peanut with the shell.
With the shell.
Weird.
It is delicious. Have you ever had it?
No.
Oh, it's delicious.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what I had for breakfast this morning? Banana, peel and everything.
Right.
But what?
And the shell. The shell is covered in
Try that with clams.
Yeah. Yeah, try passing that out.
It's covered with salt and sort of the hands of the people that picked him. They're in the ground, right? Peanuts are in the ground?
Yeah. Oh, you killed me with that clam visual.
Yeah.
Oh, ouch. They're so good with the shells. I recommend everyone try them.
Like, you swallow the shell and everything?
Yeah, not you, AJ, because of all your stomach problems.
Gotcha,
but
right.
Everyone else who doesn't have diverticulitis, I would try
it. A peanut allergy.
Yeah, right, or a peanut allergy.
Right.
I eat the whole bag with the shell.
What is wrong with you?
But you feel real weird the next day. Yeah. It's like sort of a peanut shell hangover.
Because you're not
supposed to.
Guys, I'm telling you, it's delicious.
Yeah. Wrong.
Not in the grocery store.
Someone
like if you go
buy him a bag of pistachios. Yeah. I want to see him do that.
You know, it's funny when he poops at the shell on it.
Right. I only do it at baseball games because it's so bad for you. So if I go to a baseball game, that's the only time I do
Can you imagine if he poops and every bit of his feces is all shell?
I guess I should look the next time.
Are you
look
a Mets
the next
fan?
Time.
It's like a squirrel.
No, a Red Sox fan.
Yeah.
Oh, I am not surprised you eat peanuts in the show. I'm not surprised.
And the last part of
that's a show problem.
Right. The last part of number 5 is I like being irrationally mad at Yankees hats and Yankees fans and the radio station, the fan, and the talk of all these things. And I like where my town is. It's sort of half Yankees, half Red Sox. So I like going in there and seeing the war between the Red Sox hats and the Yankees hats. It's really a joy for me. And then we get to my favorite part of the year where you pretend to like the Yankees in like October.
October.
Tell him.
Yeah, I don't really pay attention until October.
Keep in mind, he eats the shell.
Are they still in it?
Is this a Boston thing?
No. It's a Keith thing that I like the shells.
Because Boston, like, I love my Boston fans, but I could picture them saying. No, I do. I have great fans in Boston, but I could picture them saying, yeah, no, we eat the shells. It keeps the back in line clean.
I'm telling you, you got to try it. It's really excellent.
Won't be trying.
You should try
first of all,
one.
You know what I do, when,
not you, AJ.
When a shell accidentally gets in my mouth when I'm eating peanuts? I spit the shell out.
No, you should crunch on it.
Yeah.
It's real time, guys.
You're nuts.
I'm telling you. Okay, literally. Number.
You're nuts.
Literally.
You know, it's weird that no one told him when he was a child not to do it. They were just like, yeah, whatever.
They just said, watch this.
Right. Your parents didn't tell you?
Yeah, I went to games with my parents. I was like, these shells are delicious.
They're trying to kill you.
Number 4.
I don't know how much time we want to spend on this shell thing, but everyone online is like, do not do this.
No.
They aren't right. They don't know.
It will form a blockage.
They don't know.
It will take surgery to remove it.
Yeah.
It's intensely painful.
Like, you know what
you're
like,
terrible,
if
advice.
My son goes near an outlet, And my wife's like, he's near the outlet. I'm like, let him get shocked.
Right.
Let him learn a lesson.
Exactly.
When he was a kid, they were like, let him go. He'll learn. He'll learn.
Still
40
working
years
out
later. He's still eating shells. He'll learn. He's got a shell obsession. He only pumps his gas at shell. Right. He enjoys shells. Yeah.
Maybe put it by a socket.
It's only once or twice a year. It's not all. Or if I go to the circus, I also do it at the circus.
Elephants are looking at him going, what is wrong with
this? I only eat glass once or twice a year.
The shovel guy's happy.
There this is an episode of My Strange Addiction.
There he only dates right women named Shelly. Right. He's got something with shells. Right.
There's a salt on. I'm telling you.
Yeah, his ass bleeds every time he drops a deuce.
Could he just suck the shell and eat the peanut?
You could.
Yeah, no, because that's no better.
Right. No.
Instead of just sucking on little shells.
No, AJ's right. I've done that too.
For the salt.
So when I'm too full of shell, I'll just suck on the shell. And then I'll break it up.
Oh my God.
I've had too much shell. I'm just going to suck on all these nuts.
I'm shell shocked.
I suck on nuts for the salt.
So that's right what direction you could do, AJ. You could suck on it and not eat the shell.
You know, I've heard that before.
You see that? You see how nice he is that he's allowing you to suck on his nuts and not eat the shell? That's a man right there. Yeah.
Phil,
Keith,
you just became
part of my shows this week.
The one addendum to not eating the shell is apparently if you deep fry it, that's better.
They sell
deep fried peanuts in the shell, seasoned with whatever you like,
see?
And apparently that's less day. I still wouldn't recommend it based on what I was reading.
That's just taking a food and just, how can I make a peanut more unhealthy?
Exactly.
Deep fried and
deep fried, yeah.
I'm interested in that, though.
I'm sending you this website.
It's the Redneck Cookbook.
First of all, you could deep fry a tire and people will eat it.
True, yeah.
Well, they have a fair. I think the Ohio State Fair, they have deep fried butter sticks.
Yeah. Butter.
Yeah.
Oh, it's literally butter on a stick.
And that's the EMT station.
Yeah. Yeah. Everyone that eats them is like, I don't know. My chest hurts a little bit. I pooped a shell.
Does arm work no more?
I think I got cardiac arrest.
How come my arm don't work no more?
We're never getting through this list.
No, we're not.
You ever deep fry a peanut?
Just like peanuts are never getting through your digestive system.
You know, you could deep fry a hot dog.
But I'm fine. I had my physical last week, and they said, everything's great.
Yeah, because they don't want to tell you that you have an intestine filled with shells.
I'm going to get a colonoscopy. They'll know. I've never had one, and they're going to see.
What?
You're supposed to be 50. I'm not
45.
50. They changed it. That's the BS.
That's because you eat shells.
That's Big Pharma saying you got to go early. I go at 50. The rules from the 80s were 50.
His doctor was like, we got to wear a helmet when he comes in because he's got shells.
He's
going to
go up. Yeah.
So in a few weeks, I'm gonna get one, and then I'll get back to you with my results.
Shrapnel, yeah.
If it's full, full of shells.
Outgoing.
They're gonna moose the machine.
Yeah.
Can I continue?
Yes, please.
Jesus. It was the top five things about spring. That's right. Where we were.
That was one.
Okay, number four.
Yeah.
Being light out. I've said this before. I'll hold on to this till I'm dead. The month of December with
next week.
Darkness at 4:10 basically sucks the life out of me. We have radio stations in Anchorage, Alaska. And I just don't know how that guy gets up and goes to work when it's dark for 24 hours for like 4 months. I get mad when I leave here at 4 and it's dark. But now it's better. 6:30, 7, and then on June 2nd, the best day of the year, it is light out till 9. And it is the glorious part of spring. Every day, just a little bit lighter and better. I love it. It's the only thing that makes me happy.
Besides shells.
Shells.
I moved my brain off of the shells.
Number three, with the lightness, we get outside drinking, the best of the drinking. Spring means sitting on your patio, on your porch, in your weird front yard. Doesn't have to be Coors Light. It can be coffee. It can be, anything but water, which we've discussed before, the most boring of the drinks.
Of course.
But I'm not a fan of water. We talked about this in one of these other episodes.
You ever drink a Poland Spring bottle with the bottle? You just swallow the bottle.
You can just eat that cap.
Right, yeah.
You ever eat a whole case of water, plastic and all?
I don't even open a can.
Might be better.
I enjoy Evian's.
Yeah. Number two, best reasons. It's spring is due in season.
Gotcha.
The spring brings everyone out of hibernation. It's been a long, cold winter. Big, bulky sweaters, giant jackets come April 1st. jackets gone, dresses are back, every perv comes out of their cave, and everyone in the spring is more into fooling around. That is science.
Right.
Everyone says to themselves, right. Man, I should get with a stranger. Right. Spring, you're going to be on the road. All these freaks are going to come up to you. I know your wife called in earlier, so we should probably not tell her that, but it's going to be weird.
And just when I thought my marriage survived the morning show.
But when you're playing the Chuckle Hut in Cincinnati or whatever, these women are going to be crazy right. for you.
There's nobody hot going to Chuckle Hut.
They're going to have that skyline chili and you.
The only people I'm getting approached by at the Chuckle Hut is like a 60-year-old woman like, hey, you ever have a peanut with a shell?
You know my brother?
The doing season applies to all ages, though. It could be a 60-year-old woman. Yeah. It's for everyone.
Well, what's funny about being on the road, my wife will say to me, like, if she'll come to shows and stuff, and like 60, 65-year-olds will like pinch my ass during the meet and greet, and she's like, your fans are so cute. They're so cute.
Right.
And then my fans got younger, and we were at a meet and greet, and it was like 15, 25-year-old smoke shows. And she was like, I don't understand. Why'd I got to stand so close? I go, what happened to my fans are cute? She goes, Aunt, shut up. Shut up. I think they're cute. Right. They're cute.
Yeah.
And the number one thing about spring, for everyone else but me, is the outdoor activities are back. Hikes, biking, running. As I said, I have this walking pad. I'm doing 2 miles a day. And everyone has been saying to me, now you can go outside and walk outside, like with the outside. And I say, why? What's good about the walking
pad? Fresh air, all the other things you talked about.
It's bogus. So the good part about the walking pad is I can watch TV.
Right.
So if I'm outside walking, I'm just thinking about the terrible walking. I'm not thinking about whatever the show is.
You walk
nuts. This morning, I'm watching Euphoria, which I never watched. And if you've never watched on HBO, it is Sydney Sweeney in her prime, and it's just so much nudity, and it's wild at 6 in the morning when you're on the walking pad, but it passes the time. If I was outside, what's passing the time? The nature?
Birds. There goes Keith again, walking around with an erection. In traffic.
I picture him walking with an erection with a bag of nuts, just no shells falling, just walking around.
I'll give you a better image. This morning on the walking pad, so I hate doing it, so now I just wake up, boxer briefs, no shirt, sneakers. That's how I do the walking pad.
What?
I look it. Yeah, it's
why
a look.
Why the sneakers?
Well, I'm on the walking pad. I can't walk barefoot, so I get out of bed, I put sneakers on, and I get on the walking pad.
That's the least athletic person.
I'm almost fully nude.
You got a visual? Did you get a visual? I got a visual. Yeah.
I have an insane visual right
now. It's hot. Oh, and my hair's not
just
combed. I look
full
mental.
Of energy.
Right. I'm up. Just, I'm ready.
He's like three random.
He's up.
His chest.
He's up in two ways.
Right. Especially this morning. Well, that's it, guys.